protesters interrupted an energy industry conference held recently in Houston. No surprise to the big oil and gas companies meeting at the downtown hotel. They're often targeted, and maybe none more so in the past year than TransCanada, the company that wants to build the Keystone XL pipeline from Canada to the Texas Gulf Coast.
They try to scare the public.
TransCanada's Alex Pourbaix told the conference that critics of his pipeline have their facts wrong. At the top of his list is the claim the pipeline will carry a form of Canadian crude that's uniquely risky.
You know, the list, I could go on for days, but some of my favorites are oil sands. Oil is incredibly corrosive. It is full of sediment. It will corrode pipelines from the inside out.
Serious corrosion or rust in a big pipeline could be disastrous. How could it happen? Much of the crude to be pumped through the Keystone pipeline would be from massive deposits of sand. Critics say the oil sands crude is thicker, grittier, and more acidic than conventional crude, and that it therefore could corrode the pipeline so severely that catastrophic leaks would be more likely. Not gonna happen, says TransCanada. And so does another company that's been doing it for years.
This isn't new.
Denise Hampshire is with Enbridge, another Canadian pipeline company.
Enbridge has been transporting these types of products since 1999 in our pipeline. So it's nothing new. It's just not much different and poses no more risk than any other heavy crude oils.
But those reassurances from the Canadians have not been enough for some Texans.
And that spill in Kalamazoo, they don't even know how to clean that up.
Eleanor Fairchild lives north of Tyler. She's fighting to keep TransCanada's Keystone Pipeline from going through her land. She's troubled by what could happen here if the pipeline never had a massive leak, as happened two summers ago in Michigan, polluting the Kalamazoo River. It was an Enbridge pipeline carrying Canadian crude. No official cause has been determined yet, but the company says it wasn't because of corrosion. One of the nation's leading experts on pipeline corrosion is Oliver Mogisi, whose company helped investigate the cause of the BP blowout in the Gulf of Mexico. He told us corrosion is among the leading causes of pipeline failures.
Number one is normally outside force damage, usually by an excavator contacting a pipe, causing a failure, and corrosion is normally the number two cause of failure, which includes both external corrosion and internal corrosion.
But that said, he doesn't believe Canadian crude is any more corrosive than other oils.
I don't agree that it presents a unique kind of corrosion threat.
Safety risks of tar sands.
Last June, a congressional committee concerned over pipeline accidents heard from Cynthia Quarterman, who heads the Pipeline Safety Administration. The committee wanted to know if standards for pipeline construction, written a decade ago, considered whether Canadian crude posed a problem.
I don't believe any study was done at that time of the characteristics of the crude.
But that changed last month. Her office commissioned an investigation to determine if crude from Canada is somehow riskier to pipe to Texas. The findings are to be revealed next July. For State Impact Texas, I'm Dave Failing.